Next is a class on the Sri Ishupanishad, text number 15, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in May of 1970 in Los Angeles.
O my Lord, sustainer of all that lives, your real face is covered by your dazzling effulgence. Kindly remove that covering and exhibit yourself to your pure devotee. Here is Vedic evidence. This Ishupanishad is Veda, part of the Yajur Veda. So, here it is said, Hiranmayana Patrina Sattasya Apahitam Mukham. Just like the sun, there is, in the sun planet, there is a predominating deity whose name is Vivarsa. We get it. This information we get from Bhagavad Gita. Vivarsan Manave Praha. So in every planet, there is a predominating deity. Just like in this planet, if not deity, somebody, like president, there is formerly, there was only one king on this planet. Up to Maharaj Parikshit, one king was, there was only one flag ruling over this whole planet. Similarly, in every planet, there is a predominating deity. So here it is said that the supreme predominating deity is Krishna. In the spiritual, on the topmost planet in the spiritual sky, this is material sky. In the material sky, this is one of the universes. There are millions and trillions of universes. And within this universe, there are millions and trillions of planets. Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Jagadanna means universe. Anda. Just like egg, this whole universe. So, koti means hundreds and thousands. So, in the Brahma Jyoti, there are hundreds and thousands of these universes, and within this universe, there are hundreds and thousands of planets. Similarly, in the spiritual sky also, there are hundreds and thousands, unlimited number of Vaikuntha planets. Each Vaikuntha planet is predominated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, except in the Krishna planet, all other Vaikuntha planets, they are predominated by Narayan. And each Narayan has got different names, some of which we know. Just we utter Padyumna, Nirudha, Shankarshan. We have got 24 names only, but there are many others. Advaita Achyati Anadi Anantarupam. So these planets are covered by the Brahma Jyoti effulgence. So here it is prayed that Hiranmaya Patrina Sattasa Apahitam means covered. Just like you cannot see the sun glow on account of this dazzling sunshine. Similarly, the Krishna planet, here you have the picture, from the Krishna planet the effulgence is coming out. So, one has to penetrate this effulgence that is being prayed here. Hiranmayana Patrena Sattasa, the real absolute truth, Krishna, his planet is covered by the Brahma effulgence. So the devotee is praying, kindly move it, wind it, so that I can see you really. So Brahma Jyoti, the Mayavad philosopher, they do not know that beyond Brahma Jyoti there is anything. Yet, in the Vedic evidence, that the Brahma Jyoti is just like golden effulgence, Hiranmayana Patrim. This is covering the real face of the Supreme Lord. Tang, tat tang, pusanna pabrinmu. So, you are sustainer, you are maintainer. Kindly uncover this, so that we can see you actually, your face. The idea is that Krishna planet or the Vaikuntha planets, they are beyond this Brahma effulgence, and those who are devotees, they are permitted to enter into these spiritual planets. Those who are not devotees, simply jnanis or demons, the jnanis and demons, they are offered the same place. The jnanis, arjakachena parang padang tataha, they practice severe austerities, penances, to enter into the Brahma effulgence. But the demons, simply by becoming enemy of Krishna, they immediately get that place. The demons who are killed by Krishna, they are immediately transferred to this Brahma effulgence. So, just imagine, the place which is given to the enemies of Krishna, is that very covetable thing? Suppose if somebody comes who is my enemy, I give him some place. And somebody, my intimate friend, I give him some other place. Similarly, this Brahma effulgence is not at all covetable. Therefore, Prabhupadananda Saraswati Pad, he has composed a verse that Brahma kaivallam narakayat. Kaivallam means Brahma effulgence, simply spiritual life. So kaivallam narakayat. He says that this Brahma effulgence is just like hell. For a devotee, this Brahma, the jnanis who are trying to merge into the Brahma effulgence, for devotee, it is stated as hell. Kaivallam narakayate, tidasa purakasa pushpayate. And tidasa pura means the planets of the demigods within this material world. People are very much anxious to go into the heavenly planet. That is called Tridasapur, the residential quarters of the demigods. And for a devotee, it is understood as will-o'-the-wisp, akasapushpa, and duddanta kala sarpa patali pratkhata dastaya. And the yogis, they are trying to control the senses, which are considered as venomous serpents, the senses. That's a fact. So, the bhakta says that we are not afraid of the senses. Why? Pratkhata dangastrayat. Because we have extracted the poison teeth. The senses has got a poison teeth. As soon as you indulge in sense gratification, immediately you become degraded. Immediately. So it is just like a venomous serpent. As soon as it touches you, little biting, finish your life. It is like that. Duddhanta kala sattva patali indriya. But these venomous snakes, if their poison teeth is taken away, then it may be fearful for the boys and children. But if an elderly person knows that his poison teeth has been taken away, nobody is afraid of it. So this Krishna consciousness means that we take away the poison teeth of these senses. So that even Krishna conscious persons are allowed for sense gratification, the poison teeth is broken. So therefore, they are not gliding down to the hellish condition of life. So in this way, either the kurmis or the jnanis or the yogis, everyone of us trying to elevate, and above them is the devotees. So devotees' place is the highest. Because by devotion only you can understand what is God. Bhaktyamam vijanati. Krishna says, he does not say that by karma one can understand me. He does not say that by jnana one can understand me. He does not say that by yoga one can understand. He clearly says, bhaktya mam abhijanati. Simply by devotional service, one can understand. Javan jasyami tattat. Knowing him as he is. That is bhakti. So, except devotional service, there is no possibility of understanding the absolute truth. Any other process means a cover, just like the, you understand the sun planet from here. You are seeing the sun planet, that's a fact. But that does not mean you know what is actually the sun planet is. Because you have no access to approach there. You may speculate, that's all. Speculation means the blind man seeing the elephant. Somebody thought, oh, it is just like a pillar, yes. big leg. Somebody understood the trunk, somebody understood the ears, elephant. There is a story, some blind man studying the elephant. So they are giving different conclusions. Somebody the elephant is just like a pillar. Somebody say elephant is just like big boat. Somebody else. But actually what is elephant? If you have no eyes to see, then you can't go on speculating. Therefore it is here said that person apabrunu. Please uncover the covering. Then I can see. So that seeing power is the bhaktas, the devotees, because Krishna certifies bhaktyamam abhijanati. Primanyana churita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva hridayesu bilochanena. Those who have developed love of Godhead by that ointment, prema ointment, just like sometimes in India it is very, they have got some, what is called? Surma? Anjan surma, yes. If you apply that surma, your sight becomes bright immediately. So if you smear your eyes with love of Godhead, then you will see God always. Santas sadai yodhi. Yes. devotions. So, this is the way of understanding God, by service, by enhancing love. This love can be increased only by service. Otherwise, there is no possibility. Sevan mukhihi jivado. The more you increase your service spirit, the more you increase your dormant love of God. And as soon as you are in the perfectional state of love of God, you see God always, every moment, 24 hours you can see. Thank you.